I was watching Maury the other day.
Okay, let's try this for the third time. This time with the correct microphone enabled, and this time without me coughing into the microphone as soon as I start recording. Fuck, are we off to a good start? Don't you guys just love the way I cock tease the fuck out of you?
Because you come here and
you see the title of the podcast. You know what's coming. But then I'm going to make you suffer through this entire long-winded introduction before we get to the good stuff. Kind of pisses you off. I hope it pisses you off. I hope it pisses you off. That, my friends, is my goal. To piss off everybody on the planet Earth.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created.
What?
Everything. There.
Oh, yeah, every meal
before, the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful.
Hey, when you're a woman, you don't need to be responsible.
They can do it all.
Oh, my God, have I got
hands in my pockets where we're
have I got something coming up
to the people who should have the fewest children?
I
taxing the intelligent people,
read something, newspaper clipping,
and gosh,
that has
society is
it's just
worse.
Changed my world. It really has. When you guys hear this, we're not doing it in today's episode, because I got to prep for this one. There's going to be a whole fucking, it's going to be a
Number
fucking
11,
sequence of events. It's
going to
be an occasion. It's
going to
be a moment.
Man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Yes, they do. What's up, bitches? Happy Monday. It is the great one himself.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
That was me dropping
Why
things.
Is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there, why
no,
is it
Larry,
nearly 100%?
It's 100%. There are no unicorns.
Feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize you.
Because feminist careers don't create anything. Well, at least they don't create anything anybody wants. They do create stuff. They create pain, misery, unhappiness. They create old, bitter, unmarried women who can't figure out where the good men went. They create women who adopt cats and rescue dogs. They create something for me to make fun of on this podcast.
Women.
They create clients for asshole consulting.
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
Of course they are, Stefan. They can do anything.
In general, to how
anything.
Not rely on what girls say. It's sad.
Except
it's sad.
Not raise school shooters.
Think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data.
What
and I'm not
been.
Going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other
what
men.
It has
if
been.
Yep. You don't rely on girls.
Don't they're rely on women. Women. End of discussion. There's That's nothing else. Well, I know this one. No, you don't. No, you don't. Don't rely on women.
Bitch.
You, bitch.
Okie dokie. Now, before we jump in, what am I grateful for today? I am grateful for, I'm grateful for not having to go to work on a Monday. What am I grateful for anything beyond, what am I grateful for? You know, I am grateful for running water, because a couple of days ago they had to turn off the water at the place where I live for a couple of hours to do some maintenance, and it's not like it was a great burden, but also because I'm this weird sort of, not sort of, well, I am weird, there's no sort of on that. Okay, let me just tell you, and most of you will go, dude, great one, you're a fucking freak. I have in my kitchen, I have a cabinet which is filled with plastic bottles. That's the word, bottles. There's a word for those. The word is bottles. Plastic bottles that, like, if you go and you buy a big thing of ginger ale or Coca-Cola or something like that, and most of mine are ginger ale because that's what I used to drink. But right, you go buy, is it a liter? Whatever the fuck it is, I don't know. You go buy. Oh, we are off to a good start today. It's going to be a long podcast. Go to the store, you buy the big bottle of Coca-Cola, right? In the plastic jug. I have a cabinet filled with those that are all filled with water. And people will see that and go, well, why do you have a bunch of plastic bottles of water? I'm like, well, because one day I might need some water. Water's kind of important. And they say, well, but doesn't water come out of the tap? And I say, yes, until the tap water gets turned off or stops working. And then it doesn't. So the fact that the water got turned off wasn't some great burden or anything. Because unlike the rest of you people who think that the water will just magically keep coming out of the faucet, even as you encourage women to get jobs, right? And even as women move into like, whatever, what do you call that? Water plant, whatever. Yes, we are off to a great start today. There are a group of people who run and maintain these systems that keep the water moving through the pipes and coming to your house so that when you turn the little tap, the water comes out, right? Those of you who are cucks are working harder and harder and harder through your affirmative action and your politics and your everything else to get more women involved in those sort of jobs, because those jobs, of course, for the most part, involve air conditioning and sitting on your ass doing nothing. Now there's some people who actually do some physical work, but that's still going to be men, because women can do anything except physical work, right? That's why when you drive by a construction site in the dead of winter, when there's snow on the ground and it's freezing cold, and you see all the construction workers, that's why you only see men. Because women can do anything. They are strong, they're independent, they can do anything a man can do unless it involves being uncomfortable. Physically, emotionally, or mentally uncomfortable. Right. So anyway, women are now getting all these office jobs with air conditioners and computers and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And pretty soon the water is going to stop flowing because there's going to be a sufficient number of women involved in that process that it's going to break down because they're all going to be busy stabbing each other in the back. I'm grateful that, at least for now, I have running water. Because there's a lot of people who don't have running water. You know, like all those black people in Africa that you white people claim to care about so much. Also, before we jump in, I want to tell you this quick story. Went to a party a while back that a company was throwing, and they had a DJ there, and I saw the DJ from a distance, and thin, feminine, beautiful, long, nice hair, well-dressed, like very, almost overly cutely dressed. You know, almost like cosplay-ish, or I mean like one of these chicks who's on the internet like camming it up to get money, which is fine. Make your money however you can. You know, here's the thing. You know what? I would rather that women go on the fucking internet and get on Twitch and Instagram and all this shit and make money off of beta males by wearing, you know, shirts that plunge down a little bit and show some cleavage. I would rather women made their money like that than by getting jobs in, well, anywhere. Because I was about to say getting jobs in important industries, such as, for example, keeping the water flowing. But here's the thing. I don't want women to get jobs anywhere. Because if you're a woman and you get a job in an actual legitimate important industry, such as, you know, sanitation, police forces, paramedics, fire department, whatever you call the people who keep the water flowing. You know, whatever. If you're a woman and you get a job in something like that, all you're going to do is drag it down. Because anytime women enter any environment, they immediately begin to change it and drag it down, right? If you have an environment, such as a workplace, and it's all men, as soon as you get the first woman in there, you have to start lowering the standards. I give you the United States military. So as soon as women come into a workplace, the standards must immediately begin to go down. And once the standards start going down, they don't stop going down. They keep going down forever until it bottoms out. So that's why women shouldn't have jobs in actual, legitimate, productive industries. The reason women shouldn't have jobs in non-actual, productive, legitimate industries, such as teachers, college professors, social workers, psychiatrists, so forth and so on, is because all of those industries, because they're not legitimate and not productive, are funded entirely by my tax money. Those are all parasitical jobs. The only two things a woman can do where she's actually going to earn her keep is either being a wife or a mother or being a cam whore. That's it. Because if she's a cam whore, that's the one thing a woman can do other than being a wife or a mother where she's not a fucking either a parasite on society or dragging society down. That is actually brilliant. Everything I just said right there, by the way, that was, I all made all that up right now. That is actually a fucking brilliant observation. I am a fucking genius. We should stop the podcast right now because I don't know that I can fucking follow that. Think about that for a minute. The only way a woman can elevate society is by being a wife and a mother and raising good children to go forth and become good citizens themselves. To be good people themselves. To be good human beings themselves. Okay? That is the only... Some of you are going to... I know. I don't want to hear... I know there's somebody out there, we won't mention his name, who's going, but women can major in STEM. Yes, and women can drag STEM down just like they do every other fucking field they go into. Once again, let me say that again. I'll speak a little slower for those of you in the cheap seats. Or here in Colorado, those of you who, dude, we're on drugs, man. Dude, I went to dispensary. Dude. The only, as in there are no other. The only activity, I have to write this down. Hold on. This is fucking, God, I am a fucking genius. I'm not even warmed up and I'm already this good. God damn. You know what? You motherfuckers, right now, you should be grateful for me. You should be saying to yourself, God, I am so grateful that I decided to listen to the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 15 years, who is right, who is always right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never, never, never been wrong. You should be so grateful for the wisdom you are currently receiving. The only thing, emphasis on only, a woman can do to elevate society. I'm writing this down. Is being a wife and mother. Now, that doesn't mean that just getting married and spitting out some kids automatically means you're elevating society. It means that that is the only opportunity a woman has to elevate society. To actually elevate society, she has to be a good wife and mother. But that's her only chance, okay? Now, a woman can break even. A woman can support herself. A woman can... Okay, a woman can, let me think how to phrase this. So the only way a woman can elevate society is by being a wife and a mother, a good wife and mother. The only way a woman can neither elevate or degrade society is by being a cam girl. Because here's the thing. So you go on the Twitch and you play computer games while beta males watch you and you're wearing like a halter top so your titties are flopping around. I mean, you're not elevating society in the slightest, but you're not really destroying anything because these beta males are looking at you and giving you their money, but they're beta males. We don't want them to reproduce. So the fact that they're looking at you instead of pursuing real women, which then they might have sex with these women and accidentally get them pregnant and perpetuate their DNA. Okay, this is a good thing. You're also, as a cam whore, at least you're not parasiting. You don't have a job that is directly or even indirectly funded by taxpayer money. It is, of course, somewhat funded by taxpayer money because, of course, you use the roads and you use the internet and all, you know, Facebook and all this stuff is propped up by the government, so I mean, there's nothing in the United States of America you can find that isn't somehow touched by statism / government subsidies, so forth and so on. So like there's nothing in the United States of America that can be said to be completely pure of parasitism. But being a cam girl is the closest a woman can come to being free of parasitism, short of being a proper wife and mother. And the other thing you've got going there is once a woman gets a job, it doesn't matter if it's a fucking parasitical job. Oh my God. Oh, wait. Shit. All right, hold on. We'll do this because I got to look this up before I do it. Enter. Because I got to make sure it's a thing. All right. Once a woman gets a job, and it doesn't matter if she's a fucking engineer, as soon as she walks into the workplace, she begins destroying the workplace. Because even if she has this fucking engineering degree, she's still a woman. So once women enter the workplace, they begin to degrade and destroy the workplace. They begin to interfere with the ability of the people in the workplace to do their fucking job. She begins dragging everybody else down. A woman with a job is destroying society. There's no way around that. None. There are no exceptions. There's no fucking unicorns. Now, you don't know this one woman who is different. Well, great one. Haven't you talked about a couple of women you've worked with that were good and yoga pants girl, this other shit? Nope. Yet it doesn't matter. Ultimately, even they, no matter how good they may be, ultimately, even they result in destruction and degradation. There are no exceptions. Okay, give me 1 minute here. Let me see how quickly I can find this, because I might or might not tell you this story. And then you're saying, great one, weren't you in the middle of a story about a hot DJ chick? Yes, I will get back to that. Give me I'm doing this, guys. I'm doing this. Oh, God. It's a thing. Holy Jesus Christ. I am so grateful I Googled this.
Oh my God, no.
Okay, hold on. I have to move the microphone. I am so happy right now. Okay, so I'm talking to this semi-cute college girl. Face was okay, but she had a fantastic ass. And of course, do you have to ask? Of course she was wearing yoga pants. Because that's the fucking uniform of college girls, is yoga pants. Oh my God. And I asked her, so what are you majoring in? And she said, interdisciplinary liberal arts. And I thought to myself, is that even a thing? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a thing. Okay, brace yourselves. This is the major in interdisciplinary liberal arts is a BA degree program combining humanities, arts, languages, performance, media, communication, literature, and social sciences so as to foster interdisciplinary knowledge, core career competencies, personal development, professional excellence, interpersonal confidence and expertise, and a richer understanding of the complex world in which we live. Students create their own program of study. Students create their own program of study. See, that used to be called being alive. That used to be called just going out into the world and doing things. But you see, Zoomers and millennials can't do that. Choosing courses within the College of Liberal Arts based upon their academic interest, personal curiosity, and future career goals. Interdisciplinary liberal arts majors can select between the interdisciplinary liberal arts major and a 5-year joint program with dual degrees in liberal arts, BA, and engineering science, BS. Literally, BS. There's your fucking women in engineering. By the way, what is engineering science? I guarantee you that's not like real engineering. Hold on, let me click on this. God help me. God fucking help me. The dual degree in interdisciplinary liberal arts and engineering science is a rigorous, oh, I bet it's rigorous. Rigorous but flexible 5-year program combining an engineering curriculum with an interdisciplinary liberal arts curriculum. Okay, what did I just explain to you about women corrupting everything they touch? Let's take engineering and let's add touchy-feely to it. Let's add 1 year. Because 4 years to get an engineering degree, so it's a 5-year program. Let's add a year for touchy-feely and making more money. This is what happens when women touch something. No man would come up with this. Upon completion, students receive degrees in engineering science and interdisciplinary liberal arts, having gained 1, a wide degree of exposure to key liberal arts traditions, humanities, social sciences, and arts. You have to go to college to be exposed to humanities, social sciences, and arts. Why don't you try going outside? Go to a fucking art gallery and talk to some people at the art gallery and say, like, hey, what do you think about this painting? See, once again, the millennials and the Zoomers are completely incapable of doing things that normal people and even abnormal people used to do before the internet existed. God, I am so fucking happy. Yeah, you know what I'm grateful for today? And this is also enough. I am grateful that I grew up before the internet existed. And I'm not saying everything about the Zoomers and the millennials that's fucked up is because of the internet, but I'm saying that's a huge, huge chunk of it. And everything that comes with the internet, right? The social medias and the cell phones, like all of that. But the internet was where it all began. I mean, we'd probably have mobile phones, but they wouldn't be smartphones that do all the shit that smartphones do. It'd just be a device that makes phone calls. In a self-designed program of interdisciplinary study and 2, professional competency, which I don't have in reading. Number 2, professional competency and expertise. I'm sorry, but nobody has ever gotten expertise in anything from going to college. Expertise in engineering sciences. Now, I still don't know what engineering sciences are, but I'm going to take a wild fucking guess that engineering sciences are not the same thing as, say, petroleum engineering or aerospace engineering. All right, graduates will be able to. Here's what graduates can do. We've gone way down a rabbit hole here. I don't know if we're going to get to E. Jean. Maybe the title of this podcast isn't going to say anything about E. Jean, because I was going to do E. Jean letters, but we might not get to E. Jean. We could be here for days. Graduates will be able to write effectively about knowledge. Wait, write effectively about the knowledge and perspectives of their field of study. Speak effectively in a wide variety of public speaking situations. My God, I can't make this up. Think critically and hold on. Okay. Graduates will be able to think critically, analytically, and problem solve contemporary issues, particularly within their self-defined liberal arts field of study. Graduates will be able to apply expertly mathematics, the physical sciences, and engineering fundamentals. Graduates will be able to define, analyze, formulate, and synthesize engineering problems associated with their professional position, both independently and in diverse, multidisciplinary, and interdisciplinary team environments. Actively contribute to multifaceted and multidisciplinary problems with significant legal, ethical, regulatory, social, cultural, environmental, and economic considerations using a broad systems perspective. Nothing's too good for my little princess! How many daddies are out there paying for their daughters to major in this? Oh my God, this is fucking fantastic. Communicate effectively with colleagues, professional clients, and the public. You have to go to college. If you're a Zoomer, you have to go to college for 5 years to learn to communicate effectively with colleagues, professional clients, and the public. And you Zoomers and Millennials wonder why us old people look down on you. I'm serious. You wonder why we think you're stupid. You can't fucking figure it out. I mean, up here it says that you can think critically, analytically, and problem solve contemporary issues. You got shit here about fucking legal, ethical, regulatory, social, cultural, environmental, and economic considerations using a broad systems perspective. You can't figure out why people over the age of 35 look at you like you're a fucking social retard. Not just women, all of you. You're all social retards. You have to go to college for 5 fucking years to find out, to learn, to be taught by people who can't even get real jobs and thus work at a fucking university as parasites. You have to go to college for 5 years in order to learn how to communicate effectively with colleagues, professional clients, and the public. My God, you people need to be rounded up and have your throats slit. Demonstrate commitment and progress in lifelong learning, including further graduate education. You can go to college for 5 years in order to keep going to college. After 12 years of public school and 5 years of college, you still need to have further college education because you haven't learned enough yet. Demonstrate commitment and progress in lifelong learning, including further college education, professional development, including active participation in professional societies and leadership positions. Actively participate in innovation and entrepreneurial-related projects. Recognize the need for and an ability to engage in lifelong learning. Oh my God. Oh my God. As the kids would say, I can't even. You have to go to college for 5 years in order to have the ability to engage in lifelong learning. And you wonder why I think you're retarded if you're a fucking Zoomer or a millennial. The only way you cannot engage in lifelong learning is if you are dead or severely mentally retarded. Possibly if you have Alzheimer's. Other than that, how do you not engage in lifelong learning if you are alive and you are experiencing the environment around you? You're going to learn things from that experience. Unless you're a Zoomer or a millennial, then you have to go to college and have someone explain this to you. Okay. Graduates will be able to achieve a knowledge of contemporary issues. That used to be called reading the newspaper. And finally, graduates will be able to master an ability to use the techniques, skill... God, I can't read. I wonder if there's a college program for that. Take two. Graduates will be able to master an ability to use the techniques, skills, and modern engineering tools necessary for engineering practice. Engineering practice. We're going to practice engineering. We're not going to actually do it. We're not going to design anything or achieve anything. We're just going to practice. God, it actually has the curriculum. Okay, here we go. Here's your freshman year. General Chemistry 1, General Chemistry Lab, Introduction to Civil and Environmental Engineering, Engineering Graphics and Computing, College Composition, calculus for physical students. Physical or physics? For physical. Calculus for physical students. Okay. Physics for scientists and engineers. Historical perspectives, social and behavioral sciences. Sophomore, general chemistry 2, calculus for physical scientists 2, calculus for physical scientists 3. Physics for scientists and engineers, public speaking. Choose from one of the following. Oh, yeah. Okay, see, now it's coming. All right, here we go. I'm reading ahead. Everyone, let me do this. Choose from one of the following. Writing arguments, writing in the disciplines, art and humanities, writing in the disciplines, sciences, writing in the disciplines, social science, writing in the disciplines, education, writing in digital environments, professional and technical communications, or specialized professional writing. And then you have to take arts and humanities, and then diversity and global awareness. Junior year, you have to take engineering, mechanics, statistics. No, statics. Statics? Engineering, mechanics, statics. Oh, I get it. As in static, as in, hold on. I'm clicking on links. Give me a second. I'm looking at this. Gender in the economy. Oh my God. All right, I'm getting way ahead of myself. Junior year. Engineering, mechanics, statics. As in moving and not moving. Engineering, mechanics, dynamics. Junior seminar. Introduction to ordinary differential equations. Introduction to Thermal Sciences, Statistics for Engineers and Scientists, Arts and Humanities, Social Science Electives, Upper Division Arts and Humanities, Social Science Electives. Your senior year, you take Fluid Mechanics Laboratory. Now, you know what? I mean, there's a lot of fucking science and engineering here. But so what's with all the... But then there's all the diversity in the arts and humanities gay shit. Which, once again, you could get arts and humanities by going to a fucking art museum and talking to people. But I guess the university doesn't make money that way. Senior year, Fluid Mechanics Laboratory, Introduction to Electrical Engineering, Interdisciplinary Portfolio Workshop, Liberal Arts Capstone Seminar. Wow. Select one of the following. Documentary film as a liberal art or narrative fiction film as a liberal art. Then you have to take technical electives in engineering and upper division arts and humanities social science electives. Fifth year, chemical and biological engineering design 1 and 2, senior design principles, senior design project. Senior Design Project 1, Senior Design Project 2, Engineering Design Practicum 1, Engineering Design Practicum 2. So it's an engineering degree with liberal arts thrown in. Why not just go get a fucking engineering degree? All right, we went way down a rabbit hole because that was our... let's get back to where we started. Interdisciplinary liberal arts. Okay, back to interdisciplinary liberal arts program. To further increase depth and focus and to enhance expertise and career opportunities, interdisciplinary liberal arts students, such as the girl I was talking to with the yoga pants and the hot butt, are required to complete a major or a interdisciplinary minor from within the College of Liberal Arts. Learning outcomes. Here we go. Here's our learning outcomes. Because after 12 years of public education, we haven't learned anything. So we got to have some learning outcomes. Students will demonstrate the following skills. Writing effectively about the knowledge and perspectives of their field of study, including 1. Organization in a manner that aids the reader's comprehension as well as the writer's purpose. 2. Use of accepted grammatical form, spelling, and punctuation. 12 years of public school and they don't know how to use accepted grammatical form, spelling, and punctuation. 12 years of education. They don't know how to use accepted grammatical form, spelling, and punctuation. Number 3, use of language in a style that is appropriate to the writer's purpose. 4, effective support of claims, believe women, and 5, clear citation of information sources. Students will demonstrate the following skills. 2, speaking effectively, including 1, creation of a logically constructed message. 2, adaptation of that message to a particular audience. 3, use of accepted grammatical forms of standard American English dialect. 4, use of appropriate and engaging language. And 5, use of effective delivery skills. The third thing the students will learn is communicating information effectively, including 1, understanding of data and digital humanities. 2, utilization of various media and visual / oral formats. Wait, what is that word? I think that means audio. A-U-R-A-L, or yes, talking. I'm doing this right now, guys. I didn't need to go to college for interdisciplinary liberal arts. My God. And 3, creative employment of design and information integration. Basically, so far, this is a fucking college diploma to help people learn to write and talk. Because after 18 years of life and 12 years of public education, they can't write and talk. Okay, the fourth thing that you're going to learn, majoring in interdisciplinary liberal arts, thinking critically about contemporary issues. My God, you fucking Zoomers and millennials, you're so fucking full of yourselves. If there is any group of people on the planet Earth in the history of the human species that is completely fucking incapable of critical thinking, it is Zoomers and millennials. And the way you run around mouthing off about how fucking critical thinking you are, and you take fucking college diplomas or majors or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I'm going to learn critical thinking. No, you're not. Thinking critically about contemporary issues, particularly with various interdisciplinary perspectives and context, including description of a policy, position, or artifact. 2, analysis of the policy, position, or artifact by identifying issues or articulating and then applying a critical framework or perspective. Number three, clear articulation and support of conclusions based on that analysis slash identification of issues. And number four, successful communication via 21st century media competency and creative skill sets. That's called posting things on Facebook. It's called posting your opinion about how evil Donald Trump is on Facebook. That's what all of that means. The fifth thing the students are going to learn as interdisciplinary liberal arts majors is working collaboratively, I can't say words that are bullshit. Working collaboratively with others, employing, number one, interdisciplinary. We just got to use this word interdisciplinary all the time. Interdisciplinary critical tools and practices. And number two, research as a foundation for evidence-based analytics. Once again, people who believe in global warming are not engaging in evidence-based analytics, okay? People who think abortion is not murder are not engaging in evidence-based analytics. People who think that there are no differences between the different races of humans are not engaging in evidence-based analytics. People who think that buildings that were not hit by airplanes just magically fall down are not engaged in evidence-based analytics. People who think that all women should be believed and that if a man looks at a woman, it's rape are not engaging in evidence-based analytics. There is no fucking evidence-based analytics going on here, especially not on a fucking college campus in the year 2020 filled with fucking Zoomers. And the sixth thing, the sixth and final thing that students who major in interdisciplinary liberal arts will learn about, be able to do. Let me scroll back up. Students will demonstrate the following skills. Here's their final skill. Here we go. Problem solving and innovation in real world context and existing realities. Are these the same people that when Donald Trump won the election, screamed into the sky? Problem solving and innovation in real world context and existing realities. Realities. Because you see, there's multiple realities. Potential occupations. Graduates in interdisciplinary liberal arts apply their education in a wide variety of careers and/or academic professions, including public policy, politics, healthcare, artistic production, mass media, engineering. Once again, engineering is filled with fucking broken leftist parasitical fucking fuckwits. Law, city planning, business, information systems, international business, journalism, publishing, education, sales and marketing, management and administration, government, communications, museum work, entertainment, otherwise known as being a cam whore, foreign service, and many others. Many continue on to graduate or professional schools for more specialized study, because after 12 years of public education and 4 years of college, you need more specialized study because you still can't do anything anyone's willing to pay you money for. To enhance their career, academic, or professional opportunities, majors are encouraged to participate in paid or volunteer work or internship opportunities. Well, they encourage people to actually get jobs. All right, here we go. Here's our curriculum. Freshman, college composition, because you still don't know how to write. Public speaking, arts and humanities, biological, physical sciences, historical perspectives, quantitative reasoning, social and behavioral sciences. Sophomore, additional arts and humanities or social sciences. Second field requirements, biology, physical science, diversity and global awareness. Junior year, you got your junior seminar, additional arts and humanities or social sciences classes, second field requirements, upper division arts and humanities and social sciences classes, and advanced writing. And your senior year, you have interdisciplinary portfolio workshop, liberal arts capstone seminar, second field requirement, something from that course list, more humanities, arts, or social sciences, and then you can choose from stuff like women in art history. Here we got the documentary film as a liberal arts, music history, race and ethnicity in U.S. politics, politics of organized interest, comparative racial / ethnic politics, evaluating contemporary television, critical media studies. There it is. Oh my God. Fucking God. I kind of wish I would have fucking tried to bang this girl now, because that's what's in her brain. I wonder if I could have fucked any of that out of her. Great one. You didn't finish your story about the DJ. I'll finish the story. I will. I'll finish the story.
Hey, women, you shut your mouth and make babies.
After the outro.
What is beautiful in a woman, what is attractive in a woman, is defined by men. It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Venus happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash, guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production, they're not about reality, they're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
Yeah, that was me coughing in the distance.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.
So I'm at this party. And they got the DJ, and the DJ is this very thin, very feminine, you know, long hair, immaculate makeup, you know, very girly, cute, like I said, kind of e-girl, cam girl looking, dress, outfit, just smoking hot. You know, and so I look at her and that's the bam, the first thing that goes through my mind. I took all that in at once and I'm like, holy fuck. And then I looked a second time, second number two, literally the second, and that's when I realized it was a man. This party had about 200 people at it. I saw two girls there that I would have fucked. Talked to both of them. One of them was drunk. She was with her boyfriend. The other one was pretty sober. We chatted for a few minutes. She had a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. So out of 200 people, there were two women that I would put my dick in. And then there was this tranny. And this tranny was more feminine than any woman in the fucking building. And I thought to myself, there it is. Men are better than women at everything, including being feminine.